Yeah, man, welcome to LANSD Show. Or I guess it's called the Jigga Jones LANSD Show with no W. So, yeah, as normal, people say, what's all that music in the background? Well, I gotta put music in the motherfucker. And for you guys that did know stuff, there's a reason why I put music behind it. Not only because it keeps the talk moving, but it keeps motherfuckers from editing what the fuck I'm saying and saying I said some shit I didn't say. So, let you know. So, this is about people is upset. Donald Trump, you know, your boy, you know, has sent some motherfucking troops to the border. Well, the people mad about that, which is funny to me. I mean, I laughing about this shit, you know, because you try to cross from Iran into another country and see what the fuck happened, you know. You know, you're going to get found the fuck out and thrown the fuck out or thrown in prison, you know. The motherfuckers don't play that shit. We's the only dumb motherfuckers over here that let motherfuckers just run across your shit. Now, whenever you hear somebody talk about there shouldn't be a wall on the border, first thing you need to ask yourself is, do they have a wall around their fucking house? If it's one of these rich motherfuckers living up in Beverly Hills, they got walls out front of their shit. You know, that wall isn't racist for some reason. And I won't name no celebrities, that's another show. You know. Anyway, I'm Jigga Jones, Negro of the world, guru of the ghetto, or the number one nigga in America. Yeah, nigga. So, people upset about Trump getting ready to send some troops to the border. Well, first of all, this ain't the first time it's been done. And it's about time it has been done. You know, you got a horde of motherfuckers coming over the border getting ready, trying to come up. And if you don't know about what I'm talking about, you need to get your ass off of CNN, get off all these bullshit polarized media, Fox News, CNN, I don't care what the fuck it is. Get off that motherfucker. Go to drudgereport.com. The Drudge Report. Now, if you're black, you probably can't spell it. D-R-U-D-G-E report, R-E-P-O-R-T.com. And I can only spell it because I'm looking at the damn screen. You know. Get on that motherfucker there. That dude basically gives you the news reports and you get to decide which way is right or wrong. You know, so he sent motherfuckers to the border. It's a good idea. You know, he got our troops out protecting every other motherfucker country but this one. You know, they said, oh, but these people are coming over for a better life. Hey, man, let me tell you what. If you're in a lifeboat that seats four people and you row out into a whole thing like the Titanic just sunk, and you roll out into that motherfucker where everybody's sinking and let everybody on your boat, you will be in the water too and drowning. You know, the whole idea of a lifeboat is to get those who have prepared and who are in space. I don't need to be talking about that shit. But if you get upset that they send the troops to the border, you need to get your shit checked the fuck out. There's something wrong with you. You know, I'm just a jerry curl nigga, and I know that fucking... It's, ooh, I don't like that he's gonna discriminate against the Mexicans. Hey, look, man, if you are a Mexican, stay in Mexico. That's all I can tell you. If you're an American, stay here in America. So that's as simple as it is. You get these motherfuckers to come over here, oh, I'm a Mexican. Okay, we'll go back to Mexico then. You know, if that flag up there flying, I don't want to stand under no racist symbols. The fuck? Don't even, that's a whole nother show. I could do 100 shows on this shit. But anyway, look here, man. If you identify yourself as a Mexican and you illegal in this motherfucker, then get the fuck out. But if you identify as an American and you're illegal in this country, find out what you can do. Get your pathway to be an American. You know, do those things that makes you an American. Because no fucking Border Patrol person will throw out a motherfucker that identifies as an American. They will not do it. You find me one today. You find one, you win the fucking prize. You won't. You know, these motherfuckers only identify as American only when the motherfuckers come to the house to throw your ass out. You've been here 20 years. Don't be getting mad about that shit. That's bullshit. So I'm going to tell you in real life how this works. Motherfuckers come over here illegally. I understand it because they don't want to go through the process. They can't go through the process, whatever the fuck it is. I don't care. It's not my politics. My politics goes a whole nother way. So you come over here. They had all these amnesties. The time I've been in high school, when I flunked out of high school, and did I have to fucking say that shit on here? Ain't that a bitch? Sometimes you tell too much truth on these motherfuckers. see, I need to be drinking. That's the fuck. Anyway, man, what the fuck? Man, I'm up here talking some shit. Anyway, bottom line is this. If you identify as anything other than American, this ain't your country. You know what I'm saying? I'm an African-American. How dare you put Africa before this country? What the fuck? If you identify as African-American, let me ask you something. Now, I'm going to tell you, and the people who know me have heard me say this before. You put another country in the name of yourself. So you're not an American of African descent. You're an African-American. Like my white friend, I'm not going to name his name, but he's from South Africa, as he calls it. Africa. You know. And he identifies as an African-American because he's actually from motherfucking Africa. So he thinks it's funny when black people identify themselves as African-Americans who've never been to Africa, who don't know shit about Africa, who don't know nobody in Africa. It's some bullshit to make you feel that you don't belong here. And motherfucker, they imported your ass. They paid money to bring you here. The fuck you don't belong in this motherfucker. Hey, you know, so start owning your shit. When you start acting like this ain't yours and you don't belong here, soon enough that becomes true and it ain't yours and you don't fucking belong here. So these motherfuckers burning flags and shit, you know, go out and go burn a welfare check. Let me see you do that. Let me see you burn some government symbols like that. You ain't gonna do that shit. Burn that fucking EBT card. Let me see you burn that motherfucker before the money's off of it. Let me see you do that shit. So I'm gonna tell you right here, I guess the next call be become an American. Shit. Like a nigga say, do is a Jones, jigaboo. I'm out this motherfucker. That's all for you.